Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe do two blunts at a time in the new year.
So at the stroke of midnight, do something different. Maybe put one foot out and, you know, scotch your head, you know. Get into your inner Kanye. How about that? You know, everybody got an inner Kanye, right?
Everybody got one. I'm going to bring out my inner Prince.
I've already seen your inner Prince, bro. That's nothing new to me. I mean, to the public, that, you know, the listeners would love to see your inner Prince.
Like you said, I'm going live and direct on it. So.
You still got that trench coat?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow. He's got the trench coat, ladies.
Yes, sir.
He's got that trench coat. I don't know if we are on the air or not. It doesn't say conference. It doesn't say conference. But didn't we hear the, you know, sometimes, you know, my brain, I'm telling you, bro, I tap into my inner Kanye, bro.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop? I spit it through the wire, man.
I guess he did spit it to the wire. What you think?
He owned the wire.
He owned the wire, bro.
He owned the wire.
Sometimes this is an example of be careful what you ask for. You actually prayed for them riches. You actually prayed for that big booty white lady. You actually prayed for all this drama. See, be careful what you ask for. You always.
He asked for it. He got it.
Okay? That's how you end up inside the building with the tall iron gates and the guys in the white suits. Always put that jacket on you.
Because sometimes you need the jacket.
And that's not no suit jacket, okay? That's not like leather with a fur collar. No, it ain't a bomber jacket. It's a straight jacket. And it don't actually keep you straight. I've been in one before. It ain't nothing nice. I was playing around. And nobody actually put me in it. I was playing with one. Then I was like, nah, that's not cool. You don't play like that.
Right.
Right. Because you just might.
Don't play like that. Don't play crazy. Either you're going to be crazy, don't play.
See, here's the problem we had this year. We got real crazy motherfuckers running around being called coons, and they actually crazy. That's
crazy
called,
as a coon, huh?
That's called.
See what happens when I smoke.
But see, then you have a coon that don't even know he a coon. He's kind of like a transgender animal. I mean, what's a transgender dog? I mean, they smell each other's ass anyway. Come on now. That's how they communicate. If his ass don't smell right, then you got to bounce. What it do?
It might be some truth in that logic.
Oh, bro, don't even start, man. I done listened to every conspiracy theory, man. These fools sent me this YouTube. They said Michelle Obama is a man, and then they started doing all the statistical studies like you would have to do when you find a skeleton and do all the proportions. You know, I'm familiar with all that. I was a health underwriter. However, I mean, this is just like, bruh. They said Joan Rivers died because she said Michelle Obama was a man, and they killed her the next week. Crazy, bruh. I don't know. Now, here's the problem I was having. If she is a man, then I feel so guilty because she's cute as fuck to me.
Hey.
Is it
I'm
me?
I'm going to say this, bro. The Obamas are what we hope black families to be like. You know what I'm saying? At least the one thing that he did right in office was to keep his family tight and look like a tight union. I wish all black folks to do that.
Yeah, and the other thing he
did. Look like a tight union when you outside.
The other thing he did was keep his daughters off that bullshit, and I appreciate that. And he did a good job of keeping his wife out of it as much as she could. when she wasn't making comments to get her further into politics. But at the end of the day, I do applaud him for that. I also applaud him for turning the other cheek and not always getting into it with these spits and spats. You know, you got people out here on straight racism with this brother. And although I don't like a lot of his policies as they have now come heretofore and played out, I might have liked them when he announced them and thought we was going to get, you know, solar panels for a little of nothing. But now we realize, nah, you're not going to get that like we thought, you know. You thought you
could get it like that, but you still got to pay for it.
Yeah. So you got a program that ain't a program, that's a program. Right. You can get health care, but nah, we ain't giving you no free hip replacement, cuz. What's wrong with you? We're not giving you no gold teeth, fool.
Really?
GRX, you're killing me.
We ain't gonna make you no rapper. We ain't gonna give you no gold grip.
Nah, you can't.
I guess you want to be the new style rapper. You want platinum in your mouth, huh?
You just want to recycle some old golf clubs. Put some titanium front, Tommy. With the diamond cut, so they like it's got like beveled edges. Jeez. Ooh, just imagine. You be stopping traffic, man. You probably get a ticket if you go out in the night and then the stars hit your teeth because you look like you got a laser on the airplane.
Just and bling
was,
it.
There was nothing but Obama teeth. Do you think for a minute that we're going to get a Trump phone? We got the Obama phone. What about a Trump phone?
Well, what I think is going to happen, and this is just me, I think what's going to happen is you're going to get a Trump phone, but it's still going to be an Obama phone. He's just going to change the name. All the programs that we still got, he's going to make a tweak or two, but it's going to change the name. So Obamacare is going to turn to Trump Care because you know he's narcissistic like that. Everything got to have his name on it.
Do you think they're going to keep Obamacare for real?
I think they're going to keep it and tweak it. Because there's too many people on it.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem now. Too many people are on it for you just to say no more of it.
Yeah.
So now you got to make changes to it, but that's the thing that Obama was saying. You had to make changes to it. This wasn't perfect, people. We just put this shit together. So now he got to go in there and make his changes to make it Trump care.
But is it going to be for the betterment of the people? Now, talk to me about it. Is it?
I don't know if it's going to be the betterment of the people. I can say this. The rich people will be able to get on it.
Oh, really? Because,
you know, that's how he gets down.
Hey,
look at his office that he selected. Rich motherfuckers.
Greg, if you're rich, it doesn't matter anyway. You're not tripping on health insurance. No, that's not your issue.
But I'm just saying, he's going to make it easy for them. It's just like hiding your taxes. When you got to, like you said, all I did was follow the tax rules. I had $1 billion loss. I get to write off everything else.
Ain't that what you're supposed to do, though? Follow the damn rules?
But like I said, I'm not mad at him for doing it. That's smart. That's a businessman. That's smart. You can't ask him to do no more than that. Like his foundation. You can't ask him to do more than that. He needed some money. Here, well, paint a photo of me and then sell it to myself. That's brilliant.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's brilliant in one way. The way, man, one of the biggest things, nobody heard him say it after he won the election. But I heard it, and I was like, man, that's so African-American to me. That's so Marty Marr. That's so hood psyche. What he said was, you know what? Had I known the outcome would be like this, because that last week he started dropping major advertising. He said, I wouldn't have bought half of my advertising. I was like, you already, he got $5 billion in free advertising while they were spinning and going in debt. So, I mean, in terms of pimping that butterfly, homie, What?
He just knows what he's doing, bro. And the crazy thing about it is, like my boy said, who knows, man, he might be a good president. Who knows? We don't.
And if you got enough money to hire some good attorneys and stuff like that and tax people, you gonna always be in the know. Now, I got successful early on with Soulful because I had a staff of basically older white women running my business behind me. They did all my taxes. They did all my payroll. They did it all, bro. I had a payroll account. Then I realized I couldn't afford to pay people like that. I had to go back under the table. But, again, my point is, moving forward, everybody's running around so angry and accusatory. This man ain't passed one law. He ain't did nothing but get in President Obama's way, which I don't think is cool, but that's his style. But, again, President Obama ain't called him out on it. What's going on with this? Is he complicit? I hear that President Obama actually signed off on some of the cabinet picks.
He did. Just like he knew about the hacks. He didn't do shit. He could have halted the election and said, hold up, we got hacked. This is
so
what's going on.
All this sanctions and all this. You know, I told you, man, I think on a real core level, everybody said, fuck Hillary Clinton. From the White House all the way
to the outhouse.
I think at the last minute, everybody was like, you know what? And I said this yesterday on my show. I said the whole vote was a backlash against backlash. Motherfuckers is tired of this progressive saying, if you don't believe this, then you are this. You know, people are sick of this. And a white lady
look what I've told you before. I don't know if we were talking or we were on the show, but every cycle, so you go 4 years or 8 years as a Republican, you're going to drop a Democrat. That's just been the cycle. If you go 8 years as a Democrat, you're going to drop a Republican. This is just what's to happen. Everybody gets tired, so they want to change. They want to change, even if it isn't for the better, they just want to change.
Yeah, we talked about it over a year ago, and I'm the one that cited the actual statistics that after you have 8 years of one party, you rarely get 16 years. That's rare. But you also saw a major shift in that they took both branches of the House, and now they're about to have all three branches, including the judiciary, because, you know, they're going to appoint hang'em judges.
Right. We don't like nobody.
Yeah, now is not going to be the time to be poor white, poor black, poor Hispanic.
Poor period.
Or poor period, or protesting this or protesting that. One of the actors who was in Selma said this morning, he said, you know, blacks need to stop complaining about the discrimination in Hollywood and just do the work. But then I thought, I was like, well, they're complaining about the lack of work, you dumbass. So what is he saying? Do what work if there ain't no work? Or if you're complaining literally about all they want me in is the Uncle Tom role. They got to cool me down, bro. Hello?
I was in the middle of a puff, bro.
I know you were. That was not a poetic break.
But it was a good break, nonetheless.
It was either an inhale or an exhale.
That was on the inhale tip, bro.
Uh-huh.
That was a fresh bowl of key, bro.
You ever try to get both at the same time?
Yeah. Trying to kill myself.
That's funny. I was at my boy's house. This fool was hitting the vapor and smoking the blunt. I'm like, damn, dog. That's a little bit too much for me.
Hey, go to this is a site people should go check out, ViceLandVideos.com, and look up a banana bomb. My man makes a pipe out of banana.
A banana bomb.
A banana bomb.
A firm
again, that's vicevideo.com.
Is that just
and
like
put
the
in, in the search, banana bomb.
Is that like the carrot pipe?
Yeah, something like it. But you just got to see him go through it. He makes a reverse vapor. So like you burn your weed at the bottom, and it filters through the plastic, and then you hit the vapes. I mean, this dude is great. he was his own Bon Appetit.
Yeah, you know what? They just were talking about this new weed type of ailment that keeps coming up in the Colorado area. Has to do with basically hyperventilation and night sweats and stuff like that from too much THC, which will occur particularly if you are on that wax or that high-end stuff or you are growing indoor too much.
You know what? I can say this. I've grown indoor, you know, most of my career with this stuff, and I've never got to that point of night sweats. Or the worst I've ever gotten was I couldn't sleep, and because I was on that good sativa, I couldn't sleep. But other than that, bro, I ain't never had none of these issues on some good high end as they do. Now on them wax and all that other fabbed out stuff where they adding shit to it, yeah, you might get some problems.
Yeah, you're gonna have problems when you start dealing with that high end THC. You remember when I was in the Bay Area and I used to be the test dummy for these weed growers?
Yeah.
And they actually were, you remember, the story behind him is that the dude wanted to be a strawberry farmer. And so he took everything he knew about strawberries and he applied that to weed. And he was even using strawberry fertilizer and the weed was just like beautiful strawberry smell. But they produced very high end because they were using Thousand Waters and they were doing things in the early 90s that people only dream of or that put people out of business because they couldn't afford it. And they were growing up in the attic of a two-story house, a Victorian in Berkeley. And so they had the heat up in there. They had the humidity. And they were just growing very high-end weeds, maybe six different strains. And you could just see the crystals on the bud. I mean, this was ridiculous because their buds were so THC heavy, they never got soft. That kind.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't the kind that when you go to these cannabis clubs, why is all that weed so light and fluffy? That ain't that kind of weed I'm talking about. This was the type of stuff that you're going to pay $150 for that kind of weed. The highest end that you can get, where we used to have the AAA rating when the cannabis clubs first started. And now mostly what you get is around AA, which is very good. But if you're going to start having problems with your health behind THC, hyperventilation, sweating, the need to take showers, that means that you're consuming too much of it. And
right.
I have always said you move away from the high THC content. Now, remember what one of my things used to be? Just give me some nice Mexican weed. I need the stress. I don't want the chronic. That's my thing. You know that, right?
Right.
That was the whole reason why I had to produce my own weed, because it gives me that mild plane ride, not that.
One hit and quit it. That's what I need.
Well, it's a mild ride into the atmosphere, not a straight up shot. And then you got what I call the vinegar head. So, you know, when you get the vinegar head, meaning you hit the weed and your whole head feels hot, you're probably smoking too high end of a weed. And if that sensation continues and you're having these issues, you need to cut back on that THC content. In other words, smoke less potent weed or switch it up. Or you also need to switch your intake. So if that's all you do is blunt, switch the blunt maker, okay, from time to time. Switch it up, right?
Well, first off, I don't smoke blunts at all, bro. I don't like the tobacco. So me staying away from the tobacco, it's just fine, good, great papers. Cut it out. It's fine papers,
saying,
but
I'm also saying just switch up your intake. So if you're on the vape and you're feeling that, switch that up from time to time. If you like Keef exclusively, I've seen you switch it up. You have different intakes. You have a pipe. You may roll something. You do different ways, okay?
Yes.
Or you may do an edible with your Keef.
Have done that.
Yeah, yeah. So all I'm suggesting is as they come out and they were making the story seem as if, oh, the hidden dangers of marijuana that nobody's talking about. Bitch, please. We know I've been smoking since the damn 80s, since the 70s. What the fuck? Am I lying?
Shit, started when I was 13, bro.
I was in the 70s when I was smoking. Yeah, running with the Ramirez's in the back of the silver van. Remember that? I know you remember the silver van.
Yes, I remember the silver van.
Full of Mickey's Big Mouths in high school.
You got to be right for school. Get your head right, play.
See, folks don't know. We was rolling with the Mexicans.
We really didn't have no choice at the school we was going to.
I mean, but shit, it didn't matter anyway. Cause
it didn't matter.
We were going to roll with whoever we roll with. It didn't matter. I mean, roll with white boys. It didn't matter. Roll with Asians.
You know,
we just
yeah.
don't roll. Okay?
We was flexible that way.
Flexible that way. It didn't even matter to us. Because the party didn't start till we walked in anyway.
So, right.
So what you think about that, Kanye? Huh?
Yo, G, it can't stop me from rapping, can it? Can it hop?
This is our last show. We got 2 minutes left.
I spit it through the wire, man.
We spit it through the wire, G.R.A.
Too much stuff on my heart right now, man. I'm glad you know,
you
just get on right
tell
now.
Tell everybody to watch their ass in 2017 and do your own thing.
What should they do different in 2017?
News
get
savvy.
Get together. Get your shit.
Yeah, get news savvy. Find the right news. And don't fall into the protest game.
Don't follow too many trends either. You need to really
right. Stay away from the trends.
People need to become educated. People need to stop whatever the next craze is. If it's selfies on a barbed wire or trying to wipe your butt. With your cell phone. No, run away from these trends, okay? It's not enough
just be
to
be yourself.
It's not enough to just say be yourself, but it's also about self-reflection and an adaptation toward a greater psychology of self so that you don't become victimized by the system.
I agree 100% on that. Don't be victimized.
Yes, let's play victim.
Won't be victim.
Don't be victimized. Stay unvictimized. And it is what it is. GRX, you probably will see me tomorrow unless we are in the middle of a cataclysmic storm.
Okay. You know I'm here, and like I said, the wife's hooking up the gumbo. So
sit aside a bowl for me, because I'll probably be on a breakfast bowl.
All right.
All right. So
great way to start the day.
Actually, it's a beautiful way. There's not one thing I haven't said, folks, but I got to say this. Roll Tide!
Go UCLA Bruins.
The guys have a 2-1-2. I got a lawyer for the case to keep us in my safe. My dogs couldn't tell if I look like Tom Cruise on Vanilla Sky. It was